When I think about the beginning, Israel, the structure, I'm reading Deuteronomy chapter 4. It says, "Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and judgments which I will teach you to observe, that you may live. Go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you." Man. Okay, so back then, faith, law keeping, love to Yahweh was directly connected to land. Beautiful land, right? Canaan, Israel. So that's most of human history. That's the 4,000 years before Christ. We had the flood. You had the Tower of Babel, and then you have Abraham. Those 2,000 years where God picks Abraham to be his leader of the new family, his family, after the other ones disobeyed, became the sons of disobedience and tried to pull him down from heaven, and Tower of Babel and Nimrod and all that are horrible. Evil is obviously here, still here today. So the church comes along, and the Jews are accepting the fact that once believing in Jesus, the resurrection, that he's coming back to own the earth, not just the land in Israel, but the earth. That's how they understood it. They didn't think we're going to build a better church, synagogue, whatever you want to say, a better system, a better religion. No, the king, the Messiah, that fulfilled all the prophecies of restoration. It's not complete, but he is the fulfillment of the restoration of Israel. He is the ticket. He is the way. He is the key that unlocks the door to restoration. But what is that restoration? Is it not the land and the earth? Is it not physical? Is it not stuff? Now, what in the last 100 years have we had to put up with in the Ecclesia church, so-called? Go to church and get saved. Saved into what? Saved to what? A building? A show? Now, it wasn't always like this. You go to church, hear a great preacher filled with the Spirit, and you get convicted of sin, and you call upon the name of the Lord. But there was a lot of fellowship, let's say when I was a kid in church, before me, right? Yes, there was all kinds of, the same garbage sins were around us. The world system was still horrible. But the church was about a message. It was about a preacher. Then it transitioned slowly into stuff, like go to church, be prosperous, Joel Osteen. Keflo Dollar. And then you have the faith movement. And it was about stuff for them, not for you. The stories are about their stuff, their big house. And what, where we're wrong, and the whole context we're wrong. It's always been about the earth and life. What does it say here? That you may live. Everybody's dying. Everybody's going into judgment. And in the final hours of human history, most of the earth is taking the mark of the beast because the authority God is giving that entity is to deceive, and this deception is for the nations. He will bring everybody together around a lie, which is death masquerading as life. So this leads me to my main point. When you bring somebody onto a beautiful place like unto Tree of Life Farms with cows and this and that, scenery, walks, trails, vegetation, what am I bringing them to? The context is earth. The context is life. Just as it was for Moses and those people, they were thinking about land, houses, you know, houses, vineyards, a place flowing with milk and honey, stuff that is like dirt and produce and health and water, creeks, right? And families able to have lots of children. That is prosperity, not the accumulation of stuff, numbers in a bank account, a portfolio. That is not life. Full stop. We think God has changed. Back then, it was about judgment. It was about killing people. No, he's killing Nephilim. He's killing idolaters, people who hate him, who spread lies. And ultimately, he's going to wipe out every liar on the earth today. Every political liar, every CEO liar, all these AI people trying to sell it as some better thing for the human. It's not. The human needs to go back to being human. The human needs to go back to the land, the dirt. Real prosperity is connected to the earth, the garden, Adam and Eve, perfect fellowship with God and with each other, no sin, no death. That's what Jesus came to restore. So how do you align with that today, 2025 going into 2026? You align with that by understanding who you are in the new birth, in the born again experience. You have been transferred from death to life. You're in a new family. You're in a new nation. You're in the nation that's going to win. And you get the entire earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. These are clear words from Jesus. The pure in heart shall see God. But it's been 2,000 years, Jonathan. Exactly. Look at the long-suffering and patience of the Most High. And now we're at the end, because every day, one day closer. You can't say it's, we're not doing dates here. But we know we're getting closer by looking at the tricks that are up the sleeve of Satan. With the AI and the robots taking over the labor force, what are the humans going to do? Synthetic food? Eating their food, as I say, right? So body-soul alignment has to begin with the garden and you knowing who, what your source is. You're made of the dust, but made with life and in the image of God, with potentiality of eternal life. Every human has potentiality of living forever with God if they enter in by faith into what his words are in the gospel. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I, Jesus, the person, the living person in a body, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. There's no leader like that. Today, we're not selling church. We're not selling doctrine. We're not selling theology. We're not selling confessions. We're selling the entire earth and eternal life. I talk about life, but it begins with knowing the structure, who you are, where the throne is, where you are at on the earth, what the earth is. It belongs to God. It's a possession of Jesus. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the people that dwell therein belong to Jesus to do with as he pleases, life or death. But he wants everyone to believe and come into life.